When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time, or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Volume.
Who are the pretenders and who are the contenders? We're more than halfway through the NFL season, but DraftKings Sportsbook is still pumping out unbeatable offers every single game. New customers can bet just $5 on anything and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of a sweetener offer every game day this October. Get in on all the football action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now and use code Shannon. New customers can bet just $5 on anything and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. Licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles in Louisiana, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario, bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us again for another episode of Nightcap. Please do not forget to click that subscribe button. Therefore, you're caught up. You'll know when all the latest news and information that originates from Nightcap will be released. And you'll also know every time we go live. So please do not forget to click that subscribe button. Welcome to another edition of Nightcap. I'm your favorite unc, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, Cincinnati Bengals legend, Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson. Congratulations to the Chargers. We're going to get right into it, Ocho. Congratulations to the Chargers. They beat the Bears 30-13. And because that game was not very, very interesting, let's go ahead and get into it, because we have a lot of games that we got to get into tonight.
Yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs go on the road, lose to the Denver Broncos 24-9. What was one of your takeaways, a couple of your takeaways from this game, Ocho?
Well, first off, I would like to give a shout out to Russell Wilson. I think you should give Russell Wilson his credit as well. I'm waiting to say it. Russell Wilson did a good job. Russell Wilson beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Can you say that for me real quick?
I want to make sure. I'm going to make sure I'm hearing you correctly.
Yes, sir.
The Denver Broncos defense ranked 31st in points allowed, 32nd in yards allowed. They took the ball away 5 times. Patrick Mahomes had never lost to an AFC road opponent.
Yeah.
He had a 16-game winning streak.
Yeah.
He scored 9 points. A team led by Patrick Mahomes scored 9 points. And your takeaway, a guy that completed 12 passes. That was your takeaway, Russell Wilson.
Can I ask you a question?
No. I'm just asking. I gave you the floor, Ocho. I gave you an opportunity. So now go back. Go ahead.
Listen to me. When a team loses and when a team wins, when a team loses, it's the quarterback's fault. Quarterback gets most of the blame. You want to do is you want to run off everything that the defense did and what Patrick Mahomes didn't do and not give Russell Wilson his credit.
I'm asking you, so your takeaway, a defense that's 31st in points, 32nd in yards, took the ball away five times. A team, now mind you now, a Patrick Mahomes team, the last time that he did not throw a touchdown in the game was almost 2 years ago. And so your takeaway was Russell Wilson, a guy that completed 12 passes. That's all I'm asking.
Did they win the game?
Yes. But your takeaway,
So what you're telling me right now, right? So what you're saying is the points that the Denver Broncos scored offensively, are you taking that away from Russell Wilson?
I'm not taking, Ocho.
Ocho. Jerry Jeudy scored.
Ocho. I'm asking, see, you're not listening to what I'm saying. So I'm saying your biggest takeaway from the game was Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Russell.
Russell Wilson. I said, Ocho, what was your biggest takeaway from this game? Give me your one or two takeaways. And you said Russell Wilson.
You know what? They won the game. This is the same Denver Broncos that Miami put 70 up on, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, the defense.
This is the same defense.
So how many points did the defense give up today?
Nine.
Wait, to who? Nine? So let me ask you a question.
Yeah, nah.
Who's the best quarterback in the NFL?
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes had never lost a road game to an AFC West opponent.
Yes.
He had won 16 straight against the Broncos. And your takeaway from this game was a guy that completed 12 passes.
Exactly. I'm giving them credit because they won the game. Because we've been killing, not me, the media has been killing Russell Wilson for them not playing well. Him and Sean Payton not gelling well offensively.
You do realize that Russell Wilson took six sacks.
Wait, who took six sacks?
Russell.
Oh, so we blaming Russell Wilson for him getting sacked.
Ocho, I don't think you understand when your takeaways. If they had gotten to a shootout, they had won the game 43-30, and Russell outdueled Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying you don't give, but your takeaway from what that defense that took the ball away from Patrick Mahomes kept him out of the end zone for the first time in a touchdown pass for almost 2 years. And your takeaway is Russ because the
wrong with you? It sounds like to me you doing everything to discredit Russell Wilson.
Ocho, I'm not
stay with me.
Ocho, I'm not discrediting, but nobody that watched that game left that game saying that Russell Wilson is back to being Russell Wilson, that Russell Wilson was the reason why they won the game. Nobody's doing that but you. I get it. If you want to give Russ credit, if you want to cape up for these players because you're an advocate for the players, I got no problem with that. But if you left this game with a defense that was dead last or next to last in points and yards allowed, and they kept Patrick Mahomes out of the end zone and they took the ball away from him five times, if you left this game saying Russell Wilson is great,
Can I ask you a question?
Sure you can.
They took the ball away from him five times. How many of those turnovers equated to offensive touchdowns by the offense for the Broncos? How many of those turnovers?
Yes. Remember the
Many of those turnovers? Who accounted when the defense took the ball away five times? How many times in those turnovers did the offense score?
The offense scored 24 points.
Turnovers, right?
Hold on. How many points did they score off those turnovers? Russell had three touchdown passes, 114 yards.
So out of the five turnovers, three of those equated to 21 points because of who?
Well, I think the opening drive, I think when they got the ball, I think they stopped Kansas City and they went down and scored. So I know let's say 17 of the 24 points they scored came off a turnover.
Okay, 17 and 24 points. So the defense got five turnovers.
Yes.
Russell Wilson accounted for 17 points of the five turnovers.
Yes.
Who won the game again?
The Broncos won.
Who?
Ocho.
See, but you're not going to discredit Russell Wilson on what he was able to do today.
Ocho.
Don't do that.
Ocho. We're not fans. In this moment, we're on here to critique and analyze. Okay, we're not fans.
Okay. We're critiquing. Okay. Critique and analyze.
Okay.
Let's critique and analyze. The Broncos defense had a hell of a game. They did something.
Whoa. That's not what you led with.
The Broncos defense had a hell of a game.
Okay.
But let's say.
We can't say let's say. We got to deal with what we got. Let's deal with what we got.
Out of the five turnovers, what happens if Russell Wilson doesn't capitalize and doesn't get those 17 points?
Okay, since we're doing hypothetical, what happens if Patrick Mahomes doesn't turn the ball over five times? Since we're doing hypotheticals.
You're not going to give Russell Wilson this credit. Ocho. But he gonna get it tonight.
Ocho, in this moment, I ask you your big takeaways. It's not about
Listen, your biggest takeaway was the fact that the Broncos defense took the ball away, had five turnovers, and did something.
I'm just gonna make sure I'm hearing you correctly because I want to pin you down on this one. So you saying Russell Wilson was more impressive than the Broncos defense?
No, the Broncos defense was very impressive. It was very impressive, especially. Listen, let
so
me.
So why did
let
you
me,
leave with Russ?
Stay with me, because I want to leave. I want to leave with the quarterback that everybody been crushing. But I want to leave with Russ.
Ocho,
that's why.
Ocho, we're not fans. You're paid to analyze the game.
I'm analyzing the game.
Ocho,
I'm analyzing the game.
Ocho, do you realize what you just said?
Listen,
the Broncos defense was more impressive, but you said with a secondary.
I said the Broncos defense was impressive today. But Russell Wilson led drives that equated to 17 points of the 24 that they scored off the five turnovers.
Nick Boitano pressured Mahomes eight times. Baron Browning sacked him. Going into the game, he had only been sacked like six times.
Yeah.
Five times. He got sacked three times today, including a strip sack.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying Russell looked more decisive. When it wasn't there, he took off. Yeah, he took six sacks, but I'd rather him take a sack than put the ball in harm's way.
Yeah.
Kudos. I don't think he turned the ball over today. That's fine. But you can't say your biggest takeaway. That's like saying that, now if you
listen, you can't do that. You can't tell me what my biggest takeaway has to be just like yours. My biggest takeaway, you know what? The defense played well. The defense played well. You know what? But my biggest takeaway was when they got the ball back, when the Broncos, when it mattered most, Russell Wilson, Jerry Jeudy were able to execute the offense and put up 17 points of the five turnovers that make sure they won the goddamn game.
Yes, they. Okay, you're right. You know what, Ocho? Biggest takeaway.
Thank you.
You wanted to cape for Russ because you feel
I'm not,
the.
Wait, cape?
I'm
telling you what happened. It's not caping.
Ocho.
I watched the game.
You do realize that I saw
I
your
watched
tweet,
the game.
Ocho. You do realize I saw your tweet.
Yeah.
The tweet that said that you was gonna make sure. So come on now. You do realize. Right. Okay, so
I want you to give Russ his credit. You haven't given him credit yet.
No. You caping. We're not fans. We're not fans, Ocho.
I'm not a fan. I'm not being a fan. I'm just telling you what I saw, and I'm giving
you
my
critique. You just told me. How you going to tell me what I saw? You just told me I couldn't do that to you. Now you going to turn around and tell me what I saw.
Can you do me a favor?
It all depends on what it is.
Do me a favor. Just give Russ his credit real quick on today's
Ocho,
win.
Ocho,
I know you want to give it to the defense played well.
Ocho, it's not Ocho. I just said I thought Russ was as decisive today in his throwing the football.
Very decisive.
When the pocket, he took off and got some very valuable first downs with his legs. Mm-hmm. But for me, if you left that game, Russ completed 12 passes. They ran the ball 40 times. They threw it 19 times. If you
take
left,
what the defense is giving you, you take what the defense is giving you.
Hold on, time out. You tell me, do not let the defense dictate what we do. You've been saying that for 8 weeks. Now you take what the defense give you?
Whoa. Listen to me now. Listen, if it's working
and
it's
Ocho,
not broken, you
Ocho,
don't fix
Ocho,
it.
Ocho, you said
if it's working and it's not broken, there's no need to fix it.
Ocho. That's not what you said. You said you hate when offenses let defenses dictate where the ball's going to go.
I was speaking on a simple perspective of allowing defense to take away your best target.
Okay,
from
then.
A receiver standpoint.
One, you just told everybody that's watching, he took what the defense gave him. So when right. I've been telling you, you take what the defense gives you, you tell me you can't let the defense dictate. Now, which is it?
And if I'm not mistaken, I think I was speaking in, pertaining to Devontae Adams, if I'm not mistaken. I think
okay,
that's
they're
what,
taking what the defense
that's
gives
what
them.
Was.
Okay, the defense not giving them Devontae.
I mean, okay. I get you going, but based on the team and based on what we're talking about right now, I think what they needed today, the defense was giving them the run, and the run was working. So what do you keep on doing? You keep on running it.
Okay.
And the fact that
so
they only that, wait. Let me finish. Okay. The fact that he only needed to complete 12 passes and still came away with a victory. What does that tell you?
It tells me that the Broncos played very well today. The Chiefs didn't have their best stuff. And Patrick Mahomes was awful. I'm not going to use, he was sick and he had the bug. We don't use excuses because if he'd have played well, we'd have been talking about he was Michael Jordan. But I'm glad we don't have to talk about that because all I know is I saw 15 and I saw Mahomes on the back of that jersey. So there's a level of expectation. I don't want to hear nothing about the fumbles. I don't want to hear anything about the drops. It is what it is. He knew going into that game, they knew going into the season that these receivers were young. Sky Moore hasn't gotten any better since his rookie season. Rice is hit or miss. Valdez Scantlin, one game he's going to catch a touchdown and play well. The next game he's going to drop and he's going to fumble. We know that. We know the only receiver that he can consistently count on is Travis Kelce. And he didn't have his best day. And I'm kind of disappointed because, Friday night he was at the Rangers game.
What's wrong with that?
It's the middle of the season. What do you mean, what's wrong with that?
Whoa. Listen, I know the Chiefs lost. I know they lost. I know Mahomes didn't have a game. I know Travis Kelce didn't have a game. But you're not going to tell me you can't enjoy yourself on a Friday night, which is a short day. Listen to me. It's a short day.
It was in Texas. He lives in Kansas City.
Oh, shit. Okay. Okay.
I'm
tripping. Okay.
Yeah, you really tripping.
Okay, that's different. That's different. Very. Okay. And I definitely would be getting on the plane to go nowhere for no game. But that was the World Series game, right?
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yes. If it's okay. Ocho, if it's in Kansas City,
is it different?
I got no problem
different.
With that. But you mean to tell me you're going to get on a plane and go to Arlington and then you got a game on Sunday during the season? That's a bad look.
I mean, listen, based on what Travis Kelce's been doing, based on what he's been able to do, the consistency he's put up year in and year out, game by game, it's hard to really argue the fact that him taking a mental reset to go watch the World Series game is the reason why he didn't play well. The team in itself
I'm not saying that's the reason why he didn't play well.
You really think it's a bad look, though? Seriously.
It's an awful look. It's a terrible look. If it was the bye week, Ocho, you do realize this is the NFL. You got a game on Sunday. You're going to board a plane? Let me ask you a question. Every coach
that's a mental reset, though.
Every coach I've ever played for
yes, sir.
Has always told us one thing on Friday. Make sure you get off your feet. Make sure you get off your feet. I'm sure everybody that's in the NFL has heard the exact same thing. They don't say, hey, we understand that we ain't got no game on Saturday, but hey, go. And then if you look at it, there's videos popping up of he was like raging. He was like, out. Come on, Ocho. That's a horrible look. I'm not saying it's a bad look. I'm saying it's a horrible look. And Trav, my guy, but it's not a good look.
Right. I understand what you're saying, but it's honestly, Unc, I love you to death, but it's really hard for me to agree with you on this. And I understand everybody's different. Listen, I think.
Remember, you got to understand optics matter.
Optics matter. Because of the caliber of player, Travis Kelce has a little bit more leniency to do something like that on a Friday, to have a mental reset, to go enjoy a World Series game and be able to come back and perform. Because you know what you get from him.
You know what you get from him
week in and week out.
This is why I don't
want
Travis Kelce to do that because of the look. If somebody else had done that, but Travis is a leader.
Somebody else can't do that. They can't do that. They're not Travis Kelce.
Travis is the leader. But here's the thing. Even though I was a leader, I never did anything where the team could see that I was getting privileges because I'm telling you, they'll grow to resent you. Remember the Russell Wilson, how he got the locker, how he had the office, how he got to come in certain things. He had earned it. He won the Super Bowl. He had been a multiple time Pro Bowl player. I'm telling you how how the human mind works.
Right.
Your teammates will grow to, I don't care what you've accomplished. Don't thumb their nose in it. Don't make them feel, it's a horrible look. And
That's a tough one. That's a tough one, man.
It's not a tough one, Ocho. It's not a tough one. It's really not. And like I said, if it's the bye week, and we can get into, we're going to talk about the bye weeks and, you know, how some guys, you know, because when I play, we got Thursday at noon off. And then we had Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We had to be back Monday by noon. Now they get their entire week off. And you and I will get into that. What's proper way to reset during the bye week? You and I discuss that a little later. Mm-hmm. But during the season, an NFL season, that's a bad look, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got you. Listen, times are different now. Everybody's different. Everybody has a different approach to the game. Everybody operates differently on the way they do things. And it's hard for me to judge. And I'm just saying, if I was a team of the Kelce's, no, and I understand.
I would be disappointed. I would be very upset.
I wouldn't because that's his decision. That's his decision, and he's earned the right to be able to do that. Hey, listen, when Sunday, what is Kelce giving me on Sunday when it's time to play at 1 o'clock? I don't care what you do on your off time. I'm just telling me personally. For you, you would have been upset. I'm not controlling the conduct and what somebody does.
So I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly.
What are you going to do for me on Sundays at 1 o'clock?
I'm hearing you correctly. If the player is good, you don't care what he does.
When the player is great, don't do that.
Okay.
When
the player is great, you don't care what he does as long as he show up for you and play well on Sunday.
That's all that matters. That's what he gets paid to do.
Ocho, I'm going to be honest with you, bro.
That's what he gets paid to do.
I'm glad.
All the other stuff and all the optics and all that other stuff, I don't care about that. What you doing for me on Sunday at 1 o'clock?
Ocho, it doesn't work like that. It really doesn't, Ocho. I mean, I played the game. You played the game. You and I played by the same amount of time. Listen. But that's a bad look. That's a jaded way of thinking.
That's not a jaded way. Because listen, there are privileges. There are so many examples of privileges of certain players that are really good that get to do things that others can't. That's been the lay of the land for the longest. Let's not act like that.
Don't do that. Okay, the quarterback getting a parking spot is one thing. Leaving your team to fly to Texas. You do realize now. I can see it if it was his dad, if it was his brother.
But I'm saying
I don't really know the affiliation with him in Kansas City. And that's fine. But that's still a horrible look, Ocho, to leave in the middle of the season and go watch a baseball game. How many times now would he have been upset if another player had done that? So what's to stop another player from going to do something? So what's stopping Patrick Mahomes from going to watch a game during the Super Bowl? On a Friday before the Super Bowl. Why not?
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
Can I tell you something real quick?
Sure.
Man, these boys don't care about that, man. I'm just telling you.
No.
They don't care about that.
That's fine.
They don't care. I think he does care.
And I wish he'd put a little bit more thought into it because the optics of it is not a very good look. That's where I am on that.
Okay, let's go
to the other quarterback. The 49ers lose to your team again. Brock Purdy has 0 picks in his first 5 wins. He had 5 picks in his last 3 losses.
Last 3 games,
I said something after they scored 42-10. They beat the Cowboys 42-10, and I got hammered for it. I said, Brock Purdy's not elite. I said, if y'all think he elite, you're fooling yourself. Now, I don't like to do, you know, hindsight is a magnificent science. It's perfect because you get to look today already knowing what happened yesterday.
Right.
What's your takeaway? What'd you think of Brock Purdy?
Brock didn't have a very good game. He didn't have a very, very good game. And the first thing I said when no Trent Williams, no Deebo Samuels, he would have to play that much better. When the talent around you is not what it should be, that means you have to play that much better to make up for what's not there.
Okay.
Ayuk did what he could do. Christian McCaffrey did what he could do. But when it came down to it, Purdy didn't do what was necessary to give his team a chance to win the game.
Two picks, fumble loss. The thing that I wanted to see, and this is the way I said, I want to see when every throw matters.
Right.
When every possession matters. Not when you're ahead, way ahead. And you see now, Ocho, the defense is starting to slip a little bit. And now every throw matters. Every possession matters. They can't stifle team.
Right.
They're not getting short fields. The defense is not turning you over, getting short fields. Now we get an opportunity to see the level of greatness. And see, when I said he wasn't elite, that doesn't mean he can't become elite. As I sit here and judge him today, he's not elite.
Right. And I think it's masked when you have so much talent like that around you.
Yeah.
You know, you can look elite at the time when you have that type of supporting cast around you. Brock Purdy is a very good quarterback.
Yes.
Brock Purdy is a very good quarterback, but is he on the elite level? He's not that just yet. But I have a question. I'm the drift off just a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
The fact that the 49ers defense is not really declining, but didn't look like themselves today, or was it the fact that Joe Burrow is now healthy?
Well, I thought that Joe has gotten healthy. The bye week came at a great time for them because they gave him an extra week to get that calf, and he got an opportunity to stay off his legs, rest that calf. But I thought the Cincinnati Bengals, the Bengals offensive line, did a great job.
Hell of a job.
And he did a great job. They had him a couple of times, and he got out and got first down.
Listen, Joe Houdini Burrow.
And you saw today, they ran a quarterback draw. He got a first down. He got out of harm's way. He took off. So that tells me that calf is 100% because there was no hesitation.
Remember how you said, I can't remember exactly what you said, but when the Bengals were 0-2 and I told you just be patient.
Yeah.
Just be patient.
Yeah.
The calf, Joe Burrow's hurt. They don't look the same. And I told the rest of the world, I say, listen, we always start like this. And it's one thing about the Bengals. When everybody is healthy and humming, we're going to be all right. Everybody panicking. And you ask me, is it time to hit the panic button? It's okay.
The
football season is not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's about hitting your stride at the right time. Timing is impeccable, and we hit it at the right time. And this momentum is going to continue to carry on. And you know who else in trouble? You know in trouble next? Buffalo. Buffalo, the Bills. No disrespect to Josh and Stephon Diggs. They in trouble next.
My only concerns, Ocho, what I felt that was different than the previous season when you started 0-2 is that Joe Burrow was healthy. If you told me Joe was 100%, I'm like, okay, I've kind of seen this movie before, and I know he'll figure it out. He and Stephon Diggs will get on the same page. They'll do a little better job of running the football. Today, Joe Mixon had a season's best 87 yards rushing. Jamar Chase, 10 catches, 100 yards, didn't get the ball into the end zone, but he had some big-time catches. Two pass interference. Yeah.
Chase scored once. He did.
He had what you call him. Yeah. He had that slot route. And they think that they're going to run the jailbreak screen, and here come everybody running, and he slid right down the side. You're right. My bad. 10 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown. Three different receivers scored a touchdown. Boyd had it going, got some key third downs early in the ball game. This is how the Bengals offense, but what was really, really impressive was their defense.
They did a
job of taking the ball away.
Great job. Take Taylor Britt, I know you're going to see this. Jermaine Pratt, I know you're going to see this. I love y'all boys. Who they? Keep it going.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
And what's the 21? Hyatt? Hilton.
Mike.
Yeah, he played.
But listen.
He played.
Mike
he played his
Mike
ass
Mike Nasty,
off.
Boy.
Yes.
Mike Nasty
yes.
with it, man.
Yes.
Real savvy veteran. Very savvy veteran.
It looks like that division is going to be a clash. I think Baltimore is going to kick themselves. Baltimore could have had a commanding lead in this division had they went ahead and taken care of business with the Steelers. We saw the Steelers lose again today at Jacksonville. Right. The Browns lost. So it looks like it's going to come. It's going to be a two-horse race in this division, Cincinnati and Baltimore.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I'm not Cleo. I don't have a genie. I can't predict the future. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. But I can tell you about the script when it comes to the NFL, and I can tell you how it's going to end. And this is no disrespect to the Browns. This is no disrespect to the Ravens. The AFC North is going through Cincinnati. And I mean that with all due respect to everybody for fans and all that, but I'm just saying we hitting our stride at the right time.
Yeah, but it looks like the Ravens hitting their stride too. I don't know if you've been noticing.
Listen, I noticed. I know. Wait, Ravens got the best defense. Best defense in the league, man. I understand that, but I'm just saying when the time comes, it's going to come down to coming out the AFC.
Yep.
The Ravens and the Bengals. Yeah. And we already know who coming out on top, especially on the back end of the season.
Well, we're going to see. I think Lamar Jackson, Action Jackson going to have something to say about that.
Yeah, L. Jack is the real deal. That's home team. No disrespect to him. But again, you know where my allegiance lies. And just what we can do offensively, I think it gives the Ravens problems as opposed to any other team that they're going to face in that AFC.
While we all love watching our favorite teams on television, there's nothing better than being at a game live and in person. Sitting courtside. Take it from me. And the best way to get tickets to any of these games is on Game Time, the fastest growing ticket app in the U.S. Game Time is obsessed with finding ways to help you save money on tickets. You can find exclusive flash deals and sponsor deals on games and concerts daily. And with Game Time Guarantee, you'll always get the best price. If you find the tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and redeem code NIGHTCAP for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, download Game Time app, enter the code NIGHTCAP, that's NIGHTCAP, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's Angi.com or download the app today.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
We go to the Cowboys. They do a demolition job on the Rams, 43-20.
Dak Prescott.
The defense was outstanding again today. Dak was 25 of 31, 304, four touchdowns, one interception. He was throwing the ball over the middle. The guy got his hand up, it caromed a couple of times and got picked off. CeeDee Lamb, 12 for a buck 58, two touchdowns. Did you realize this, Ocho? I don't know if you realize this. This was the first time Dallas offense scored more than two touchdowns since week one.
Yeah, I knew you was going. I knew that's where you was going because the entire season, all we've talked about is the defense and how well they played and taking the ball away and giving the Cowboys offense short fields and defense scoring touchdowns and making it easy where other teams were always playing from behind. But what did Dak Prescott show us today? Do me a favor. Dak played a hell of a game. Do me a favor. Read me Dak's stat line one more time.
304, four touchdowns, one pick.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Can you get Dak his credit today? Huh?
I thought he played well.
No, played well. Played well.
Yes.
I thought he played very well. He was elite. He was elite today. And the Dak that you saw today is the Dak that we need.
What we're not going to do, if we're not going to put elite one day, then take it off the next day. Either you're elite or you're not. Is Dak Prescott elite?
Is Dak Prescott elite? The NFL is week to week.
No,
it's week to week.
Not elite. Not greatness. Greatness is not week to week, Ocho. Stop this now. Stop this. Look, Ocho, stop it.
Stay with me. How did Patrick Mahomes play last week?
So is he not so? Hold on.
How did Patrick Mahomes play last week?
Ocho.
How did he play today?
Ocho. So are you saying because Patrick Mahomes had two bad weeks, he's not great? He's not elite?
Whoa. That's not what I just said. I said the NFL is week to week. Ocho. This week, Dak Prescott was elite.
Ocho. But we don't assign. You know what, Ocho? You can assign eliteness high up you want.
Thank you.
But people at home.
And you know what's going to happen?
Greatness and eliteness is not a week-to-week thing. Granted, you update your resume, but once you're in the elite, Patrick Mahomes is elite. Patrick Mahomes is great. Because he hasn't played well in 2 weeks, we don't take him out of that eliteness.
Wait a minute.
Yes, you did. You said, I just asked you. I said, is Dak Prescott elite? You said he was elite today. You said he was elite today.
He was elite today. Did you not? I watched the game.
Ocho, I'm not saying.
I'm not even a Cowboys fan. I watched the game. I saw Dak Prescott do what everybody said he couldn't do and hasn't done the entirety of this season so far. And he did it today.
Let me ask you a question. What hasn't he done? Again, they were 2 for 4 in the red zone. They're still 50% in the red zone.
What did you just say they hadn't done since week one?
Score two touchdowns, offensive touchdown.
How many did they score offensively? What did CeeDee Lamb do today?
They got
show why he's one of the best.
Okay,
in the league,
Ocho. But when you watch the game, did you see that pick six by De'Ron Bland, who now has three pick six?
Hey,
okay, hold on. I'm just asking.
They left the ball too far behind. But okay, yeah.
Okay,
did you see
the block punt for a safety?
Oh yeah.
Okay, did you see Kevon Turpin run the ball back to almost the 10-yard line?
Yes.
Okay. So, Ocho, all of that, I'm not taking anything away from the offense, but what I've said is that it seems like the Cowboys' offense gets going in the right direction when their defense. Micah, what did Micah do today?
Ooh.
Micah, you see Micah. Strip sack, forced fumble, sack, short fields. Look. My problem is that when they created those opportunities, that wasn't taking advantage of them.
Advantage of it.
So now, if you tell me, Ocho, this is the Cowboys we're going to see moving forward, I'm going to say everybody in the NFC going to have their damn hands full. You're going to get pick sixes. And we've seen when the Cowboys play great, what do they do? They're always spearheaded by what? Pick sixes, punt, scoop defense, and scores, yeah, or short fields. But Dak, go ahead.
Football.
Yes.
There are three phases to the game.
Yes.
And normally when you win in all three phases,
yes,
you get what you got today. You get what you got today.
If you look at the Cowboys, when they win a game, they don't just win all three phases. They dominate.
Right, right.
They don't win. You look at what they did to the Patriots. You look at what they did to the Jets. You look at what they did to the Giants. Now, we look at the Giants offensively. We're going to talk about them a little later. We look at those teams. And you look at what they did to the Rams. When they don't win all three phases. Mm-hmm. They dominate. And when you dominate all three, if you can dominate two of the three phases, there's probably a 75% chance you're going to win.
Right.
When you dominate all three, it's all, you're almost unbeatable. And that's what we're seeing.
Right. And one of the things that I like, and you can attest to this, when you have a game like today, CeeDee Lamb has a game like that, and Dak Prescott has a game like that, that defense and Mekhi has a game like that, do you know the type of confidence you have after a performance like that going into the week in practice and going into the next game? It carries over. It carries over, not just with the individual players, but the team as well. Offensively, that gonna be, you know, you get a different bounce to yourself, man. You get a different bounce, just a different aura, a different walk. It just is something about having a good game, and you want that momentum to carry. Yeah.
Well, you need this because you know who they play next week. They got the Eagles next week in Philly. So so they really needed this game. Jerry Jones after the game says he didn't want to talk about the upcoming Philly game because he doesn't want to poke the bear. Dak was told of this, and Dak paused, smiled, pour honey on me. If you ever see me in a fight with the bear, pour honey on me. I'm looking forward to that.
I like it. I like it. And this is one of the few times where Jerry Jones didn't step up to the plate and give the opposing team bulletin board material.
Damn that bulletin board. I said, what? I remember we played the Tennessee Titans in the playoff game, Ocho, and all the little comments that we had said, because they had, you know, NFL's films wasn't supposed to release what we were saying in our locker room. They released it anyway. And so they had all the montage, what Coach Billick was saying, what I had said, what Ray had said. And so you know what I said? I said, whatever they say, we said it. Now, what y'all going to do about it?
Right.
Because
at
the end of the day, Ocho, whether I said a little or I said a lot.
Yeah.
We still got to play the game. We still got to, hey, we got to buckle this thing up. We got to strap these pads up.
Yeah, no matter what.
It don't matter what I say. So you know what? I'll be quiet. Well, since Shannon ain't say nothing this week, we going to go easy on him. Nah, he talking. Let's get it. Nah, it don't matter. You know how it goes.
It's all the same.
So, that's going to be a barn burner. That's going to be a barn burner next week.
That's going to be a good game. They got the 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock slate.
They'll never put the Cowboys and Eagles in a 1 o'clock window. That's always going to be the late game.
But that's probably 4 to 4:20.
That's the 4:25. Might be a Sunday night game. It's the late game. Yeah, that's a game. You know, my former network Fox ain't really trying to give up no Cowboys. Cowboys Eagles? Oh, hell no.
Right.
Cowboys 49ers? Absolutely not. You're not trying to give up that game. Check this. Okay, the Jets get an improbable win. They come back. They beat third-string quarterback Tommy DeVito, who played more like Ocho. How about this here?
I don't care what string it was.
I had more passing yards than Tommy DeVito, and I ain't leave my couch.
I ain't trying to hear all that. Guess what?
I had more, ladies and gentlemen at home, Shannon Sharp, 55 years of age, sitting on his couch. And L.A. had more passing yards than Tommy DeVito.
Zach Wilson and the Jets beat the Giants.
Talk about that. Did you realize you had more passing yards than Tommy DeVito? When the last time you threw an NFL ball?
What does that have to do with the outcome of the game today? Zach Wilson, say it with me. Zach Wilson.
Ocho, think about what you just said. I want you to think about what you just said.
The same thing I said when I talked about the Broncos.
You sit on the end of your bed. You had more passing yards sitting on the end of your bed than a quarterback did in the NFL with nine passing yards.
What does that have to do? What do we have to do with the personnel for the Giants? What do we have? I ain't got nothing to do with that.
I
ain't got nothing to do with that. They know what they had on their roster. That is not going to take away the fact that the NFL game in itself is about moments.
Yeah.
Did Zach Wilson play great? No. Did Zach Wilson lose the game for the Jets? No.
That's his only job.
Did he? Wait. Stay with me. Was he in a position to help his team win in a pivotal moment at the end of the game in overtime?
Yes.
Did he not make two important clutch? I don't even know how to spell clutch because I can't drive stick. Did he make two crazy clutch throws?
Big time.
To put his team in position to win the game.
Big time.
Say his name with me.
Ginormous throws. And that's that. His job is to not lose the game. You don't have to win it. Like you said, sometimes the game comes down to a throw here or a throw there. And the throws, when it mattered, he made them.
Yes.
Well, if I had a cap, I'd tip it.
Thank you.
And that's
I hope you see this. Shannon, giving you your love.
Oh, and that's what it's about. That was a terrible game to watch, though.
Okay. I mean, listen. The weather played a part. The weather played a part. Now I know you have to adapt to it. You have to play.
They had over 1,000 yards in punts.
Yeah, it was
23 points between the two. 23 points between the two teams. Mm-hmm. They had 24 punts.
Yeah, it was bad. It was
nine passing yards, Ocho. That's why I say we had more. You and I had more passing yards.
Yeah. You're right. It was an ugly game.
4 for 34 on third down. I don't know if I've ever heard a stat. Do you 4 for 34 on third downs?
That's bad.
That's a bad football.
It's in bad football.
But I take my hats off to the fans because me, I'm gonna be fair weather. If it ain't got dang on 80 degrees and sunny, your boy can't go. I can't say,
You can't do that.
And I'm not you're not a true fan.
That's why they call fans. True fans. It could
fans
be
for fanatic.
Hot,
call me
cold,
fair
rain,
weather.
Sleet, snow, thunderstorm. If the game is playing, they're going to be out there supporting.
No. Big N, big O, no. So I tip my cap because it's a deluge, it's a monsoon, and they're sitting on there with their parkas and their raincoats, and they're like in and they're cheering. No, Och, I can't do that. Hell, I didn't want to be out there and I was playing.
If you're a Jets fan, you got to be happy because I told you what was going to happen.
Ecstatic. Oh, but hey, Ocho.
They won the last three games.
Named a player that likes playing in the rain in a football game.
Listen, when we was little, we loved being in the rain. It was no problem. We loved it. But
I hated the rain playing in the rain.
I don't mind the rain. I don't like it hot, which is weird because I'm from Florida.
Give me hot.
Give me cold. I like it when it's cold.
No, I don't like that.
Because when it's cold, I'm not gonna cramp up before the half. My calves.
Man, them little BBs you got back there talking about some calf muscles. The Eagles pull out a victory over the Commanders. A.J. Brown is playing out of his mind. Another 8 catch, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns today. He's the first player in NFL history to have 6 straight games with at least 125 yards receiving.
That's crazy.
Jalen Hurts, 29 of 38, 319, 4 touchdowns. And the game probably shouldn't have been that close, Ocho. Mm-hmm. He lost 2 fumbles inside his 3-yard line.
Yeah.
They've got to clean that up because the Cowboys are coming. You need points at a premium because as you step up in level of competition, your level of mistake must go mistakes must go down.
Go down, right.
Because if you do what you did again against the Cowboys, and look, they know each other. You know, hey, these are division. Well. Just like the Eagles and the Commanders, they're in the same division, the NFC East. The Cowboys and the Eagles, same division, NFC East. They know each other. But you pay double in a division game when you turn the ball over. Because remember, that's what happened to Kansas City. Remember, Ocho, you turn the ball over. Either you're going to bring the team up to your level or you're going to go down to their level. One of the two things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. But Jalen Hurts throwing the ball. Man, hey, I don't even know what to say about AJ. AJ done lost his mind these last 6 weeks.
Listen. A.J. Brown is bumping his head off the goalpost every time you look around. And it's not just the contested catches wide open. I don't know what ritual he's doing or what he's eating. Whatever he's doing, he just got to keep doing it. He got to keep doing it because what he's done is what he's doing is unheard of. Did you see the one-hand grab in the end zone with the dude draped all over him? Bruh. Like, come on, man. What are we doing?
Everybody else is going to be like, ever since he had that little dust up with Hurts on the sideline,
it's just a minor disagreement.
Yeah.
It's a little minor disagreement.
Throw me the ball.
Yeah.
And since Hurts has made it his mindset, hey, I'm going to feed big dog early and often.
Yeah. It makes sense. It makes sense. And the funny thing about it is, you know it's coming, especially when you play a division opponent. You know how to stop your number one target, and there's nothing they can do. There's nothing they can do to stop him.
And both of his touchdowns that he caught on Washington was tightly contested. A.J. Brown now has 12 receiving touchdowns of throws of 15-plus yards downfield since the start of last season. That's number one in the NFL. Hurts again, 29 of 38, 319, 4 touchdowns. This is going to be a matchup because now we're going to get to find out. We're going to get to find out, you know, because everybody, we kind of been, Cowboys, they've been playing okay, but not off, you know, they winning. The Eagles, they're like, man, Ocho, they winning, but they don't look like they did last year. They having a hard time getting out of third gear, trying to get the fourth and on the fifth. Mm-hmm. We don't need fifth right now, but we're really trying to get out of third gear because we are almost halfway through the season. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to find out. There's no love lost between these two teams. I want you to know that I'm the beast of the East. Mm-hmm. And the East goes through Dallas or it goes through Philly again.
Yeah, one or the other. And the fact of the matter, watching the game today, and I was watching double. I was having to look to my left and look to my right earlier today when I was watching the Philly game. And the funny thing about it, when it was 14-3, I was like, man, well, the Commanders got this one. I thought it was going to be one of those days. And I looked over to the right and I came back. I'm like, wait a minute. And the score line continued to change. Mm-hmm. And it continued to change. And again, and when it mattered most in pivotal moments in that game, he made the throw necessary.
Yeah.
Run here or run there. And God damn it, I'll be damned. They back in the game. Not only back in the game. They done took the lead. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable football. And the fact that both of these teams, the fact that Dallas won the way they did, and with a comeback victory for the Eagles, both teams coming to the game with great momentum and confidence.
Yeah.
Individually for the individual players, I'm telling you, having a good game, it do something to you. I don't know what it is. It just does something to you. So ain't no telling what's going to happen.
All I know is this. When I play, I'm looking at the team that we're going to play. And I'm like, man, their quarterback ain't as good as ours. Their receivers are not good as ours. Man, they threw for 300 yards. Mm. Man, what you think? That Sam Howell almost threw for 400.
Yeah.
What you think Dak and CD and those receivers thinking? Hey, Ocho, you know, let me get an extra helping of that. Let me get an extra help of a Bradbury the fourth. Hey, give me a little bit. Hey, give me a side of that sleigh. Mm-hmm. Give me a Bayard. I know you just got there, but I want an extra helping of him because Sam Howell got 400.
Yeah.
Dak said, and he done told about he won't 100 poured on him because he going to fight a bear because he want the bear to stay there.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm glad they got CD involved. They haven't been using CD to the magnitude he should be used at.
Yeah,
because he can make Dak's job very, very easy. I don't like people talking about CD not being a number one receiver. They like to say, well, he's borderline. He's not there yet. Yes, he is.
He just got to be consistent. The one thing the true number ones is that AJ showing up every week.
Every week.
Justin Jefferson, Chase, those guys, Diggs. I mean, I can't have CD have a game like this and then come back next week and give me 50 of those, Ocho. I can't have that.
And it's not that he's going to give you 50. It's the fact that the opportunities and the targets have to be there. The play calling has to be there. And if they trying to take him away, you got to manipulate your scheme offensively to put him in position to get open. It's easy to do. You know, sometimes offensive coordinators have an ego. I want to run my system, and I'm going to run it the way I want to. And if they want to take him away, I'm going to let them take him away. I'm going to just use everybody else. Sometimes your offensive coordinator got to be aggressive.
Bro,
but today, you ain't taking away 88.
The system, I know that system, that West Coast system is predicated on the receiver. Jerry Rice in that offense. You go back and look at all the great receivers that have played in that system.
Right.
It's all about the X and the Z receiver.
Yeah.
Yes. Jerry was the Z. John Taylor was the X. My brother played the Z. You go back and look at the West Coast and look at that offense and you look at the guys that play. You got to have a dog and you got to give him the ball.
Right.
You got to. It's mandatory. Yeah. And most of those guys are tremendous run after the catch. Because CD was a punt returner, you know he's good after the catch. You know he has some elusivity to it. You just got to give him an opportunity. You got to, hey, like you said, hey, give him, hey, I can't look. Gallup, for whatever reason, Gallup hasn't really gotten, he doesn't look like he's gotten all the way back over that knee injury.
Right.
I know what I'm going to get with Brandon Cooks. I'm going to get a deep threat here or there. Mm-hmm. But my guy, CD, I would keep saying my guy, but CD is a guy, he can work the slot. He's outside the numbers. He can run the tree. He can get deep. So at some point in time, you just might have to force feed him. And I know Jared says, oh, I want to spread it around. Spread it around and do what?
That's just, again.
Because you don't want to pay that man his money because you know that man going to be asking for 25, going to be asking for 28 M's, 30 M's. So you want to try to suppress. So you want to try to keep them numbers down.
Oh, yeah, they will do that. That's the way the game. That's the way the game. That's the way the game goes. Yes. I think that and the funny thing about it, I don't even think the outside world understands the business side of it, of suppressing numbers. Another thing, when receivers or receiving get into their 30s, and the first thing everybody likes to do is say, oh, he's slowing down.
He lost a step.
Oh, he lost a step. He ain't lose nothing if you pay attention. Just pay attention to the targets and opportunities, how they start to decrease. So your numbers decrease as well. And then they like to use, yeah, well, you're not the same as you used to be. Well, yeah, motherfucker, you ain't throwing me the goddamn ball the way you used to either.
Because the last thing you want is him to be on one of those all-pro teams, have 100-plus catches, 1,500 yards, another double-digit touchdown season. Yeah,
back up the Brink truck, please.
Exactly. You know,
back it up, please.
Having been a part of this system, you and I know how the system works. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the Ravens. The way Ravens win this ball game, but the story of the game was Odell clearly being frustrated. We saw him draw a defensive pass interference and then go to the sideline and slam his helmet.
Yeah.
Odell drew 3 penalties today, but he had 0 catches on 4 targets.
Yeah.
And this is only the second time in his 102-game career that he's failed to register a catch in a game. And Ocho, you know how it is. You go to another team.
Yeah.
There's a, because they know who Odell is. Mm-hmm. They remember this Odell.
Yeah.
They remember the guy with the Spider-Man catches, the guy that's dancing, doing all that thing. They remember the last time they saw the guy, he was going haywire right before the half in the Super Bowl. And so he wants to come and put on a great show, wants to have an impression. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, I don't know, Ocho, I don't know why it just hasn't clicked for him. What do you think's going on?
I think obviously you're in a different system. You're in a different system. You're in a different offense. I think Odell wants to get back to being the Odell of old, letting everybody know I can still do this. I can still be the Odell of old. I can be the Odell you saw with the Rams. I can be the Odell you saw with the Giants.
Is that possible?
Of all the work, think about all the work he's put in to come back from not one, but a second ACL.
Yeah.
You put in all that work to get back, and all you want to do is you want to go out there and contribute. Contribute to some of the W's, some of the wins, and obviously with the pass interference, it's interfering with him, and he just want to get in rhythm. He want to touch the ball. How can I be an intricate part of the offense if I can't get the ball in my hands?
Right.
The balls are coming, but obviously they were pass interferences, and the frustration is building. It's building up because he's not able to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
And being a part and helping that team win. And one of the things I said, Odell, and I said this about him, I forgot where I was at when I said this. We talk about quarterbacks getting $200 million contracts. Mm-hmm. If Odell hadn't have been hurt, I believe Odell would have been the first receiver to have a $200 million deal. He was that dynamic. He was that polarizing. He meant that much to the game of football. I think he would have been the first. He can do anything from anywhere in the field.
Yeah.
One of the few players I've seen take hitches, slants, go deep, just do every goddamn thing, you know? And the fact that he got hurt.
I think mm-hmm. had he not got hurt originally mm-hmm. and he'd have had some better behavior in New York, I would agree with you. That wasn't going to happen once he went to Cleveland and had that knee injury. Because you know that unless you're a quarterback, they're not handing out $200 million contract.
But that's why I said if he hadn't have gotten hurt.
Now, if he could have had a quarterback, mm-hmm. stayed in New York, because mm-hmm. remember, Ocho, he was box office in New York.
Yeah.
He was box. His first 4 years, he was electric. He was
He
was the few guy. I mean, the Giants might not make but one play, but you knew one thing, 13 was going to make it. Mm-hmm. And he could take a slant. and go hit his head on the goalpost. He can make the spectacular catch on the sideline. He could go over the top. He had, and he was box office in terms of he was must watch TV. Not just, you know, there are a lot of guys that, you know, can catch the ball. I mean, a lot of guys can catch the ball, but are they must watch TV? Do it, man. I got to get home. Man, I got to, hey, I got to see what Reek going to do.
Yeah.
Tyreek going to pee somebody out and I need to see it. Hey, AJ Brown going to catch it in the crowd and going to run somebody over. I need to see it. Justin Jefferson going to shake somebody. Jamar Chase. There are certain guys that you got to see. Odell was all of that. And he had the flair. He had the shoes. He had the gloves. Mm-hmm. He had the charisma and the persona. Mm-hmm. And he was in New York.
Yeah.
That's the game changer, Ocho. He in New York. Right,
yeah.
So, yeah, it's and I feel bad. It's tough, Ocho. It's tough. It's tough. It is. Because what happened is that Baltimore gave him this big contract, and it's only for 1 year. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's saying, "See, I told you. See, I told you." And he just wants to get the. He's just like, "Man, I can do it. I can do it."
He can't.
See, you know what, Ocho? What they should do, since they already will try to do everything, go ahead. When you get a defensive pass interference, give me them yards. Let the receiver have them yards. I will stop all y'all. You ain't catch it. Yeah, but you got a 15-yard penalty. I got a 40-yard penalty. Nah, and we're going to see it. Because if Odell get the three penalties, he might got 50 yards now.
Yeah. I think I understand where his frustrations are coming from, and I know what's going to happen. I'm not sure who the Ravens play next. But they're going to design plays, and what you can do, they're going to design plays to ensure that he touches the ball early. And you know how it is as a receiver. You as a tight end, if you get the ball in your playmaker's hands early, just let him touch it. It don't have to be nothing serious. It could be a smoke. It could be a quick screen. Just let him touch it, and then you invest it. You invest it into the game the rest of the way.
Remember we was having this discussion, I think, just a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We talk about the Ravens and their red zone inefficiencies. Mm-hmm. Today they were 4-for-4 in the red zone. Gus Edwards had himself a day. He had 3 touchdowns today.
Yeah.
And that's kicking field goals will lose your game.
Yeah.
Scoring touchdowns in the red zone will get you in the playoffs and can win your championship. And the Ravens, to their credit, were sensational once they got that ball into the red zone. And that's what you need to have. Okay, let's go to the Miami Dolphins. They carve up the Patriots defense. Tyreek Hill becomes the first player in NFL history to have 1,000 yards receiving in his first 8 games. And Jaylen Waddle both go over 100 yards. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's like the 5th or the 6th time that they've done that in the same game. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, what do we say about Reek? What do we say about Tyreek?
Listen, when people, and I'm going to say it again, and I've said over and over and over, when we talk about Tyreek, when we talk about top 5, when we talk about, let's stay within this era of football. When we talk about the best players, Tyreek is in his own category.
Yeah.
And that's why I always say, and I've been saying it for the past 2 years, don't ask me to do top 5 because Tyreek is in a class of his own. And that's with all due respect to all the other players, but it's just unfair.
They don't possess what he possesses.
It's unfair. The combination of speed, size. I mean, the fact that he's small, he can go across the middle.
Can you
go deep?
Imagine if he was Randy Moss height with that kind of.
but you know, then you know what? He wouldn't be as agile. He wouldn't be as shifty.
He wouldn't be able to corner like he does.
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to do what he does. So the fact that he is the size he is, and he's able to do what he does the same way Randy Moss does, as far as being able to take the top off of defenses, is unheard of. Contested catch, he everything.
But here's a football player. But see, here's the thing, Ocho. Normally, with guys that have that kind of speed, they're frail. They're not football players. He's a football player with track speed. We've seen track guys try to come to the football. Ronaldo Nehemiah. Now, the first guy to do it was Bob Hayes. Bob Hayes was the reason why they went to the zone defense. Because before Bob Hayes, everybody played man. Right. Well, you got the fastest man in the world, and you got a guy that's running 4.6 trying to cover it. That ain't going to go too well.
At all.
That ain't going to go too well. So it's like, we got to find a way to slow him down. So and you see the way Bob Hayes was built. Bob Hayes was a football player that had world-class speed. Tyreek Hill, if you see the way he's built, you can tell. You look at him, you're like, okay, that's a football player. He's an athlete.
Yeah.
But then when you watch him and how he accelerates, I've never seen a guy that can accelerate just like that. Normally, guys have to build up.
They build,
Tyreek in three steps is at top speed.
Top speed. Three.
Did you see him take? They had him bracketed today. On that go ball, they got him bracketed. But you do realize bracket is the worst kind of coverage against a go ball because everybody's thinking in and out, and he take the top off it.
And you know the funny thing? The last three touchdowns that he's caught deep, they had him bracketed.
Yeah.
They had him bracketed last week, too. I don't know what the safety doing. The safety trying to disguise.
But if I was
a corner, I would have been screaming at the safety, man. Ocho. And if you don't get over here and help me.
Ocho, but he still got to worry about that run field, too, though. See, they put him in a bind. Ocho. You asking a safety to do an awful lot. Now, if that run come, you got him.
You
got to
get down there. You got to get down there. If it don't, you got to get back.
And now I got to get over. So you got me. I'm looking at this. And there's Tyreek in two steps. And when he took off, when the guy let, first of all, you can't let him inside, Ocho. Nah. You got to force.
Well, you know what? You can't do that because you sit too far inside. Let's say you play head up. Or you play half a man inside. You're done already. There's nothing you could do. Ocho. You can't play head up. Can't play inside. You can't play outside leverage. Either way, he's going to beat you. He's going to beat you regardless.
Ocho, you got to get a hand on him. If you get up there and press coverage, you got to do something, Ocho.
Get a hand on who?
Ocho, will you back off him? We'll back off him. Ocho, first of all, if you do realize that
You got to run your defense.
First of all, he going to run past you. But if you up there and press coverage, he's already past you in one step. At least make him go like 7 to 8 steps.
And that's the scary part about it is when he plays press, he's so much quicker. He's so twitchy. He's so much quicker than everybody else that's going to get up there and try to press.
Yes.
You done. You pick your poison. You play off, he's going to kill you. You play press, he's going to kill you. Because so you know how they need to play him? You know how they play the gunner? Remember how the gunner got two people in front of him?
The Calvin giving the Megatron treatment. Put two guys.
That's the next thing you got to do. That's the only answer. And you know what's funny? If you do that, he's probably going to beat both of them too.
Yeah.
That's the bad thing.
Well, now if you go play 2-on-1, I'm going to run the ball. I'm going to throw the ball to the other side of the field.
Yeah.
Because I already know you got two guys out of position. He's averaging 127 yards per game. He's on pace to have 2,155 yards, which would shatter Calvin Johnson's Megatron's record. He'd be the first player to ever have 2,000 yards in receiving. Have 2,000 yards and receiving in a single season.
That's crazy.
I'm knocking on wood hoping he stay healthy because I want to see it.
Oh, he gonna stay healthy. You know why he gonna stay healthy? He eat the same food I eat. He gonna be healthy.
He definitely eats some bull jive. He does.
Yeah.
He's on my podcast, he was eating Cheetos and talking about how his mom be cooking sausages and pancakes and grits.
I have a question. I'm not good. Well, I'm not a math major, but if he has over 1,000 yards now in week 8, at what point will he cross the 2,000 mark? What point do you think?
Probably at this pace, probably week 15.
Week 15?
Yeah.
Nah, he got to cross. He's going to cross it before that.
Well, he's on pace to average 21.55. So he's averaging, so that'll be 250.
Averaging what, 120 a game, right?
127. So that's 254. So he's on pace to get 2155. So yeah, he's on pace.
Oh, that's crazy. I'm thinking we used to be happy back in the day, you know, doing IR was a little different. Well, you hit 1,000 yards, boy, you feeling good.
Yeah. A receiver, if you got 1,300 yards or 13, once you cross 1,300, you start getting to 1,500.
Boy, you the real
man.
Boy, you the real deal.
You real. Yeah. And then, now? you had a couple of guys getting to 16. And then, you know, I think Jerry was the first guy that I remember had 1,800 in a season. Here come Megatron had 1,900 in a season. I think Julio had 19 also in a season. But Tyreek, I mean, the guy after leaving, but you know what? He needed to be, he would have never done this in Andy Reid's system for the simple fact he got Trav. And Trav is going to try. See, he's going to get the lion's share of the targets here. Mm-hmm. Trav was going to probably get, he and Trav is going to be close. So Trav was probably going to get 170, 180. He was going to get somewhere between 150 and 160. I mean, 140, 160. So it was going to be hard for him to get the targets in that number. But man, what he's been able to do and the way he's turned himself into a legit, because remember Ocho, when he first came in, they just used him on punt and kick returns and a little gadget guy.
Right.
He said, but he said, I can run. I'm going to teach myself how to run the tree.
All that.
And now
you can do everything.
And he does it so fast.
In a class of his own.
He definitely is a trust. And I'm excited. You know, next week they're in Germany.
Yeah.
They play the Chiefs.
They got the Chiefs. And listen, with the way the Chiefs played today.
Man, you know Tyreek.
And you know what the Chiefs like to do offensively on defense, huh?
They can't
right in your
that.
Face. Right in your face.
No, that you ain't gonna ready.
Right in your
face.
Well,
I tell you what, you ask me when will he go over 2,000? If they play him, he'll go over 2,000 in week 13. Because he's gonna have 300 next week.
There's no way to stop him. There's no way to stop him. And I know he's upset. So think about what he's thinking about coming up this week playing against the Chiefs. Well, you didn't want to pay me. Or you felt you could do it without me. Let me show you.
But
what time it is? He might have 300.
At that point, I've got a ring. Go get that money, bro.
Right.
Go get that money, bro. Right. You can't eat them rings. You can't sleep in them. Go now. You get an opportunity. Your kids can be set.
Right,
man. That's what I look. You got to look. I get it. You know, in certain situations, you know, like a Brady or some guys like that. Okay, but Tyreek, man, go get that money, bro. Mm-hmm. Go get, don't be bitter because they wouldn't, because they weren't going to give you the money that Miami gave you. Right. And they gave you more up front, and you in warm weather, and you no taxes. Bro, there ain't no taxes. Do you know how much money you keeping?
Yeah.
Hell, it's 6-8% everywhere taxed. Hell, in California, it's 12% state tax.
Yeah.
You get no state tax. So you getting damn near all your money.
Every bit, every dollar, every dime.
Man, I know you saw this, man. I feel bad for First Cousins. He tore his Achilles. First Cousins, Kirk Cousins.
Oh, yeah. Listen, no contact either.
And that's normally what happened. That's normally what happened with Achilles. It looked, you know, and you know, you could tell he started harping. I mean, when they went back and showed his lower leg, and you could just see it.
Yeah.
You see it give like that. Man, I just feel so bad. I just hate guys having to deal, because that's a tough injury to overcome, especially Cousins in his 30. But you look at their, you know, what are they going to do? You know, you hear, you know, possibly maybe trade for Kyler, who's coming off an ACL injury. Because if you look at their schedule, they got some game. They could go on a streak here. They're going to get JJ back, Justin Jefferson back, probably in the next probably 3 weeks or so.
I mean, they were on a streak, if I'm not mistaken. They've won the last two, maybe last three. I'm not sure. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. But they won the last three. And the fact that he went down and you got Justin coming back in maybe a week, maybe three, and the games that are coming up are winnable. But now your quarterback situation is shaky. And you got Jordan Addison playing out this world.
Yeah, KJ Osborne.
Jordan Addison is playing out this world.
Hawkinson.
They got some. All you have to do is fix the quarterback situation, and that's the hard part, because where do you go? Who you go get? I saw a tweet today that I put the eyes behind it. Somebody said, how about y'all call Brady? Tell Brady come out of retirement.
Brady done. Ocho, you done, because at this point, Brady has already started not wanting to take those licks. And you know how it is, Ocho. Once you go after, like, because you got to retrain your body all over again, even when you take an offseason off. You got to all of a sudden get your spidey senses tingling to know where contact's coming. Okay, if I caught a pass, I knew the coverage I caught it in, I knew where the danger. Am I going to get sideswiped? Am I going to get head on? Or am I going to get hit from the back? Based on the coverage that I got the ball thrown to me. Bruh, you lose that when you don't use that.
You're right.
And as you get older, Ocho, man, guy can hit me. Man, I jump up off the ground. Man, that ain't hurt. Man, I got to be like year 11, year 12. Man, I start putting that blink on. Blinkle, hit right on up out of bounds. Hey, you ain't been hit, bro. Hey, I can't take that.
Hey, what you put on the blinker?
I put that blink on. Blinker, blinker. Hard right. Hard right on the bottom bound, don't you? I ain't gonna even lie to you, cuz. Hey. Hey, them niggas not an add up, bro. I could. Hey, you know when you young, Ocho, you see somebody, oh, I'm finna run your little ass over, DB. Yeah. I'm finna run you over.
Right.
Man.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Mm-mm. Listen, you better than me. I didn't have to. I mean, I think I was very fortunate enough. Obviously, I stole what I like to call making business decisions from Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce.
Oh yeah, they did.
Man, catch it, man, get down. Ain't taking no punishment.
Man, them joker pulled a turf over them. They were like, they were taking a. They pulled that turf over like they was in the band, like you pulling the sheets over you.
Yeah, but listen, I stole that from that them.
T Holt, my dog, though, a big. He's a good dude. I mean, but you at some point you got to make decisions like that. Everything you can't keep taking no collision. Try listen. Everybody is tough to a certain degree. You can't play this game. Even in today's game, you can't play it without a certain level of toughness. Now, some guys are tougher than others. Mm-hmm. But at that point in time, you know, I got to think about it. Nah, this ain't. I ain't gonna prove my toughness on this play. I'll live to see another day. I'm gonna get you when you're not suspecting. I'm gonna be tough.
Right.
You got this one. Now, I catch you slipping, I'm going to drop my shoulder on you.
I'm going to drop it. That's basically what I did to Ray.
Oh, boy, that was the worst decision you ever could have made. Ocho, We got 18,000 watching us live. Please, please make sure you click that subscribe button. Guys, you don't understand how thankful we are for you tuning in. We know it's really late on the East Coast. Wherever you're listening and watching us from, we really, really thank you. 18,000 watching us live. Please to make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you tell your family and friends to hit that subscribe button. Ocho, you know we're over 200,000 in just 3 weeks. Yeah, we 200, what? we 200K, bro. We going. We moving places. You know, our goal, we trying to get to half a mil by the end of the year or better. As a matter of fact,
let's get 10 million.
Get us the three quarters. Get a million.
A million by the end of the year.
Okay, that's our goal. A million by the end of the year.
We can do it. Man, that's awesome, man. 18,000 people watching. If y'all can see me live, I love y'all, man. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart, me and Unc, man. Like for real. I'm not gonna get emotional. I promise I'm not gonna cry, but man, I thank you. I love y'all and appreciate y'all, man. Let's go.
Ocho, I don't know if you saw this tonight, but the Milwaukee Bucks playing the Atlanta Hawks had right. Flavor Flav sing the national anthem.
Nah.
That's what I said.
Wait,
Flavor Flav. Yeah. And then the Bucks had a nerve to like have him, you know, the caption they put it to my yeah boy. I said, no, boy. Oh no.
How do he sound though? It was that bad?
Hold on. Have you ever heard Carl, you were young, 93. Carl right. Lewis sung the national anthem at the Nets Bulls game.
Right.
Roseanne Barr. Arnold, yeah. I think he goes by Barr now.
Was it Roseanne? Yeah. I remember Roseanne. She was funny.
I don't know if bad Flavor Flav, bro. Yeah, I mean, good? He up there. Fergie, you remember? No.
Yo. Hey, hold on. You remember when they remixed Fergie thing?
But here's the thing, Ocho. You have to understand. You can't use auto-tunes and singing the national anthem. Right, so that's right, your right, natural voice. Right. It's not as easy as you think. And no. What people have tried to do is that Marvin Gaye sung it. I think it was game two of the NBA Finals against the Lakers.
NBA All-Star. That's 1984.
Okay.
I sung it.
And then Whitney had it. And so everybody's trying to win the Grammy off singing that. Mm-hmm. Bro, just go up there and sing it and just keep it moving because you're going to mess it up.
Marvin Gaye's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner at that NBA All-Star game in 84, I think it's either 84 or 85, and Whitney Houston will supersede anything that's ever done. But now the fact that you said the Bucks allowed Flavor Flav to sing the national anthem, I need the Bengals to step up to the plate.
And do what?
I need the Bengals. Mike Brown, Troy Cady, I know y'all going to see this. Elizabeth, if y'all see this, please allow me to come in at some point this season and sing the national anthem.
Let him come in and talk to the team, but do not let that man get in front of no microphone.
Let me sing for you real quick. Let me start it off real quick. And you're going to be like, oh my God, Ocho, I didn't know you could sing. A quick story for you. I'm glad you said that. Quick story for you because you're not going to believe me. Listen. Everybody watching. We got 18,000 people watching. Listen to me. I promise you. So remember the Coca-Cola commercial years ago with Tyrese?
Right, Tyrese, yeah.
Getting on the bus?
Yeah.
I auditioned for that. Let me tell you why Tyrese got it, though.
He can sing better than you.
No, he can't sing better than me. I had won the audition, right? But boom, this is back when I was at Santa Monica College. So when they called me back, I didn't answer the phone because I had practice. And they ended up giving it to Tyrese, so he got the role. But the fact that I could sing so well back then, that's what Tyrese took off.
He took off after that.
And I went the football route. But if that I could have been, I was really a singer first, huh?
You dark skinned. You and Tyrese dark skinned, y'all got bald head. That's it.
I'm just saying, listen, it came down to us. The Coca-Cola career, it came down to me and him. And he the real deal. I look up to him because I'm like, damn. And he was on Martin. I'm like, God damn, he played the piano and sing just like me. But I chose the football route. That's crazy. It's crazy how God works, man.
Let me hear something. Give me a little something.
You ready?
Yep.
Tell me what song you want me. Tell me what song.
You're going to sing the national anthem, so let's start with that one.
Oh, say, can you?
Oh, Lord, have mercy. No, that we good. We good. See, you done hit that Carl Lewis that? Already.
How was that?
Carl Lewis. Whoa.
I ain't even had no peppermint tea. That was right off the cuff. I'm not even prepared. You just told me to sing. That was bad?
I don't care. Right off the cuff, the tee, the crease. That was bad, Ocho.
Hold on. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. Hold on. Give me a minute. La 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 la. Give me a minute.
Nah, don't hit that minute Ripperton. No, wait, no, wait. No.
Me. Okay, I'm ready. You ready?
Yes.
Watch this. Stay with me now. Stay with me. Oh, say, can you see? See, everybody can't hit that C. See.
Go ahead.
By the dawn's early light.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
That's bad.
I need some peppermint tea after that. I need some Baileys.
What's so proud? I got a cold, too. That's why I sound like that.
Ocho, I just told you.
But you see the potential, though. You see the potential.
No. I see a lot of potential, a lot of things, Ocho. But that singing... Ocho, that's not an easy song to sing.
It's
because you have to elevate and lower.
Right. You got to have range. You got to have that Christina Aguilera, Mariah Carey, that Adele, that Jennifer Hudson. You got to be able to come here and take it there.
Okay. What singer would you like to hear sing the national anthem? So if they say, okay, Ocho, we're gonna give you a vote. Who would you like to sing in Allegiant Stadium? In Las Vegas.
Super Bowl? Ooh,
yes.
Stop playing with me. Give me Kiki Wyatt.
Okay.
Girl, give me Kiki Wyatt or Jasmine Sullivan.
Okay. I can do it. Or
Jennifer Hudson.
Okay.
Listen, take me to church with it, please. Take me. Oh!
Lord, man. Have mercy.
Boy, give me Jasmine Sullivan. Or Kiki Wyatt. Listen, I told Rail, listen, I ain't getting married unless Kiki Wyatt sing at the wedding.
Well, you paying for it?
Who? Yeah. Okay. But that's one thing I would pay for. Kiki Wyatt, Jasmine Sullivan, Fantasia. Who else? I'm leaving somebody out.
Could Adele sing the national anthem even though she's not American?
Yeah, she can. But she had, listen, her voice, and I haven't seen it live. You've seen it live. I haven't seen it live. I'm just talking about from what I've seen from the music I've listened to.
Yeah.
And people telling me and raving about her. I was just in Vegas, you know, doing some work this past weekend, and everybody, they watched the show. They watched, everybody watching the song. Everybody watches.
And yeah, I'm they watching it. They
watching it. Hey, you in town, make sure you go see Adele. And they raving about how she sounds in person.
Yeah,
I say it's like that. And they like, man, listen, words can't describe how she sounds in person. You have to experience it.
You got to see it. You got to hear it. You got to hear.
And the fact that I was in Vegas, but I couldn't do it because the work I was doing was when the show was that night.
I definitely going to probably go back and see her again before she leaves.
Yeah. Damn. I'm
going to see Usher too. Yeah. I'm going to see Usher too.
Yeah. Hey, that Usher, they listen. The real deal.
He is the real deal. Okay. Yo, let's get to Coach Prime.
Me.
They lost to UCLA, and they asked him about, he said, the big picture, you get new linemen. That's the picture, and I'm going to paint it perfectly for it. Mm-hmm. Shedeur was sacked 7 times, hit 17 other times, and knocked down 13 times.
Damn.
They said the Bruins sacked him 5 times in the first half, leading to him getting a pain-killing injection at the half. You told me that it's about delivery.
Right.
Did you like Coach Prime's delivery? Because normally coach says, look, we're gonna have to get better in certain areas.
Right,
obviously,
right.
It's not where we should be, but the guys are battling. The guys are working hard. I watch them come to practice every day, work their tails off. We'll get it fixed. We're going to coach them up. We'll coach them a little better. They'll play a little better. Mm-hmm. Coach Prime was a matter of fact.
Yeah.
The picture is, we're gonna get a new lineup.
Yeah.
Did you like that presentation?
Prime has always been unapologetically himself since he's arrived. The players in that locker room, they know who he is. Okay. He hasn't changed. He hasn't wavered. He stayed true to himself and his coaching style, which differs from everyone else, obviously. Prime says some of the things that others think, he just says them aloud. He has an approach. He has a way that he wants to run his show, and he's running it that way. What right. he's done for that program in such a short amount of time is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he said, I need 6 or 8 more dogs.
Yeah.
And the 6 or 8 more dogs that he was talking about is the interior, the offensive line and the defensive line. He's going to get them.
Yeah.
Half of the battle when it comes to college football.
It's all about the interior the coaches line.
Is
O-line and D-line, interior.
Bingo. And that's the only thing that separates Power 5 schools to your HBCUs to your other small division schools is mm-hmm. the interior linemen.
Look at the Georgia Bulldogs. How many D linemen and O linemen they put into the league? Look at Bama. How many O line, D line they put into the league? Go look at the SEC. Every year, the SEC and the Big Ten, they lead.
They got them hogs, man.
You gotta have well, you,
they,
hey.
They got them. They got them hogs, man. Prime gonna get them now. Prime it's gonna not, get them. Because half of the battle is not, I was getting ready to say drafting. Not drafting.
That's recruiting. Portal.
It's recruiting.
Yeah. And see, the thing is, but the portal, it's easy to go in the portal. Guys don't want to recruit anymore because guys that's in the portal, we already got film on them playing college. Mm-hmm. We already know they go to class, how they're going to do. So I've already got a head start. Mm-hmm. So now I got, okay, this guy really, really fit my program. I like him. So right. I think you're going to probably see until they get a handle on it, what they're going right. to actually do with the portal. I think you're going to see more teams going that way. They're still going to recruit the high school athlete. That's not going away.
Well, I don't think not very many though, right? Not very many because you have to be special to be able to come in and actually contribute right away. I don't think players want to come in and sit down. Or I got to wait 3 years before I play.
Yeah, yeah. It's very interesting to see. But I'm surprised because here's the thing that I'm afraid of. Is I don't want the guys to like, well, you feel that way, hell, I ain't going to block no more. I ain't going to do nothing the rest of the year. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Nah, they won't do that. They won't do that. They respond and they will respond well based on what he said. They're going to respond well. They not the type of kids to shut down.
Man, I just want him to beat Stanford. Because that way, if he didn't want to beat Stanford and win one more game, he's bowl eligible. We could have gone bowling. That was,
yo, for real?
Yeah. All you need is 6 wins.
Oh, that'd be beautiful, man.
That'd
be beautiful.
We're going to end on this one. Tyson Fury beats Francis Ngannou by split decision. Was Francis Ngannou wrong?
You know, good man. That was with no mask on.
So that's strong.
He was robbed with no mask on. Listen, you know how much I love boxing. You know how much I love boxing. Yeah. I have submerged myself in it. You know, since I was young, obviously stepping in the ring and doing it, you know, not at the highest level, but just doing it, dude. That was a robbery. That was a robbery. And if you watch the tweets of some of the boxers, some of the best in the world, to say it was an embarrassment to boxing.
It was.
You know, if you are the heavyweight king, you do not allow somebody to come into your sport that is not familiar with your sport. He's familiar with combat sports, but not boxing.
Yeah.
To come in and look that polished, look that sharp, and outclass and outbox you. You just can't. It was an embarrassment to boxing from what the peers have said.
When I look at Tyson Fury, it looks to me that he didn't take it serious. He didn't train.
So?
No. And they didn't try.
He always looks like that.
Yeah, yeah. He's always gonna look like a garment bag. I mean, he ain't got no shape to him. Look, so he built how he built.
Right.
But I agree with you, Ocho, for an outsider, and that's what Francis Ngannou is. He's an outsider.
Yeah.
To come in and look that good, and you talk about this guy is the heavyweight champion of the world, and everybody that he's gotten in the ring with over the last. He smoked him.
Yeah.
He was supposed to. And Francis Ngannou won this fight. He won this fight. I don't know what the judges saw. I don't care. If you just I know the judges don't go by crowd reaction. But right. Francis Ngannou landed the cleaner punches. He was aggressive in the fight.
And a knockdown.
Yes.
And a knockdown. But I don't think they wanted to set a precedent. I don't think they wanted to set a precedent of having an MMA fighter with no boxing background or boxing experience. He has combat experience.
Yeah, that's totally different, though.
Having him come in and beat the heavyweight champ of the world, and it messes up everything else that Fury and Usyk, you know, they're supposed to fight sometime in December. It messes everything up. And I think they wanted to protect all that other stuff, and just, I mean, it was ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And there have been some other decisions in boxing that have been questionable. And this just goes down as it's just a total embarrassment.
Yeah, this was bad. And I know this, probably you don't remember this. This was as bad as when Roy Jones got robbed at the Olympics, when Floyd Mayweather got robbed at the Olympics. This was like that.
Yeah.
This was like this. This is bad.
Yeah.
This is bad.
Those losses for Roy, though, that loss for Floyd might have been more impactful than it was if they
That was the last time Floyd ever lost.
That might have been more impactful than anything.
Last time he ever lost the fight.
Since. Yep.
Well, thank you guys for 18,000. We had 18,000.
Whoa. Come on, man. Where we going, man? What
we
doing?
We had 18,000, Ocho.
But I don't even know 18,000 people. I know my baby. I know anybody that know me personally, if y'all watching, I love y'all. I appreciate you. Maybe I know my baby. My baby probably what my kids watch. I know my kids watching y'all in college. Make sure you do your homework, too. I'm going to call your professor.
Make sure you tell your friends, your kids, tell their friends to subscribe to this channel.
Tell your friends and tell your friends' friends, your aunties and your uncles.
Yes.
18,000?
We got to go. We trying to hit a milli. We trying to hit a milli by the end of
December. By Christmas.
December 31st, we're going to need to be as close as we possibly can
to a milli. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Yeah, I wish I had a friend that could sing. I don't, unfortunately.
Listen, I used to lead the choir as a little kid at Mount Olivet Baptist Church in Overtown. Now, don't do me like that.
Bro, you had three members.
At Mount Olivet? Oh no. Reverend Clark ain't play that. We had a membership. We had about 3,500 people. Yeah, we ain't had church. It's a difference. Yeah.
Well, we try to get our goal, Ocho, let's a modest goal. Our goal is to hit by the end of November, be at 500,000.
And what month we in?
August. This is October the 30th tomorrow.
Oh shit. It's the 30th?
Tomorrow.
I ain't even paid my mortgage this month. Shit.
Don't worry about it. They'll let you go about 2 or 3 months before they come and put chains on it. they'll let you go a couple of months before. But then your credit score go suffer now. You be late on paper, your credit score. You don't want your credit to go down.
I ain't finna play with my credit score. I ain't playing with that. I ain't playing with that. You know, every time I hit a question, and I want to ask you this for people that are watching, because I see it on Twitter all the time.
What?
And that there's always a question. 800 credit score. Just say $500,000. What you taking?
Well, the best credit
800 credit score.
But see, I'm not the right person to ask that. You or I are not the right person because we financially straight.
What you gonna say though?
If I was an average person,
right?
I would take the $500,000.
I knew you was gonna say that. Say you us. What you gonna take?
Oh me, I'm taking 850 credit score.
Okay. We don't have to get into the details of why. That's a whole other topic.
But yeah.
I mean, credit,
once you reach a certain level,
I don't think people understand
everything.
I don't think people understand
it's
that.
Everything.
I don't think they understand that, though. Because everybody on Twitter, I'm taking the money. But I'm looking at it from a different perspective, from a different lens.
You have to understand, Ocho. You can't. I mean, 500,000 of them is different. Because we're going to try to go get something worth $10 million, $15
million. Okay.
$500 ain't going to do nothing.
Right.
That man going to look at their credit scores. He's going to look at if you ever been bankrupt. Have you ever walked out on anything?
Right.
Like you said, we'll talk about that another day. But
yeah.
I mean, I don't care what my credit score is. 834.
You 834?
Hey, you heard that? I thought.
Hold on. Hey, you in the A's for real?
Yeah.
I'm in the A's too. And I'm not even gonna tell you no lie. You wanna know why I'm in the A's?
What?
No, I'm serious. Let me take my glass off so you know I'm not bullshitting. I'm not gonna tell you now. You know, I always preach to you about getting certain people in your life that can give you a little guidance and a little structure and discipline. I'm an eights. Real got me an eights.
Yeah.
She got me an eights.
You got
help me out. Help me out with a little credit. I ain't even know no goddamn credit line was. Help me out with a little credit line.
Yeah.
I ain't even had no debt.
But see, that's the thing. You got to have a little debt.
Like, listen, it's a game. I ain't had none. I'm thinking I'm beating the system.
Do not.
I'm thinking I'm beating the system, being cheap, not having no debt, not having no credit cards. I'm thinking I'm beating the system.
No,
we get together about 3-4 years ago, and you know she helped me like, you know I want to get some. But what's your credit look like? My who? Man, she done built me shit up to an 812. Huh?
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you. See, stuff like that.
When I originally came out here, Ocho.
Yeah.
The guy didn't want to. I had to get a place rather quickly because I got the job and I had to get out here. The guy didn't want to give me the place. He's like, "There's something wrong." I was like, "What do you mean there's something wrong?"
Right.
He says, "You got an 850 credit score, and the only thing that you own is a house." I said, "Why the hell do I need like 15 houses just because I got great credit?" He said, because everybody has great credit. They have multiple this, multiple that. I said, well, I ain't them people. I live within my means. I ain't trying to impress nobody.
Right, right.
So, man, and you know when they run your credit, it dings it.
Yeah.
Man, yep. He done done.
Go down.
Man, yep. I knocked my credit down to like 770.
It's a game. It's a game that I don't. It's a game of discipline that I don't like.
I'm going to get this condo now. You done ding me down this right here. You will give me this condo here. You will give me about 500,000. It done dinged my credit, kept running my credit like something was wrong.
Why is the system rigged like that?
I don't know what you. I don't know. I don't. I don't.
That's another topic.
Another topic. But you know what, Ocho? We just hit 205,000 followers, subscribers. Excuse me. 205,000 subscribers. We got 295 to go to reach our goal of 500,000 by the end of November. And then we got another 500,000 to go to hit our goal by the end of December. So, guys, thank you for watching us live.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for tuning in for another episode of Nightcap. I'm your favorite Unc, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson. And we're out.
Fly me to the moon.
And take that voice with you.
Let me play amongst the stars. Let me see what life is like on Jupiter and Mars.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.